Evet Kenani nikna bekasef. We start the sugya of Evet Kenani, much different than the sugya of Evet Ivri, in that we're going to spend quite a bit of time on Kenyanim. An Evet Kenani is a guy who's an Evet. How's a shaya for a guy to be an Evet? So the Miches Chiruch lists three ways that a guy can become an Evet, three types of Evet Kenani. One is an Evet Kenani that a Yid buys from another guy. A guy has an Evet Kenani and a Yid buys him from the guy. Then there's a Meicher Atzmai, a guy who sells himself to be an Evet Kenani. And that can take place in two ways. Either he's Meicher Atzmai and he's Mol V'Toval, he's Mal himself, and he's Toivel L'Shem Geiris, and he becomes a typical Evet Kenani. Typical Evet Kenani in Shas is an Evet Kenani Shemol V'Toval, and he's Mechuyev in Mitzvahs Kenoshim, Mechuyev in Semi Geiris, he's Mechuyev in Mitzvahs like women are Mechuyev, he's part of a Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, and later when you're Meshachar him, he becomes a Yisrael Gomor. With Shechrur, he becomes a regular Yid, and he's become Mechuyev in all Mitzvahs. This is not true of the first type. If somebody buys an Evet Kenani from a guy, so he does not have a din of Mol V'Toval, he doesn't have a din of Mechuyev B'Mitzvahs, because you bought it from the guy. When he was by the guy, he didn't have any din of Mol V'Toval, and you can only buy from the guy what the guy has. Then there's an in-between case between these two, which is a guy who sells himself, but he's not willing to be Mol V'Toval. He's not willing to be Mal himself and to be Mechuyev Mitzvahs. He says he'll sell himself for an Evet, he's willing to be an Evet Kenani, but he's not willing to go through Bris Milah, he's not willing to go through Tefillah, he doesn't want to be a Yid, he just wants to be an Evet Kenani. The status of this in-between type is a machlaikis rishayinim, which it's actually a machlaikis amirah, I mean the Gemara in Yavamis, daf mem vav. What the dinim are of an Evet Kenani shaloi mol v'toval, and the machlaikis how we paskin, and it's Hashem we'll get to it. The Miches Chinuch in the beginning of Mitzvah Shin Mem Zayin discusses the status of this type of Evet Kenani. Typically, when we're learning this sugya, we talk about an Evet Kenani, we're talking about an Evet Kenani Shemol V'Tava. The differences in their status, Yitzhak Shem will yet get to, but it's not an issue for now. Generally, when we talk about an Evet Kenani, we mean an Evet Kenani Shemol V'Tava. It's Gufay Koni to the Yadayin, and he's Mufayyav Mitzvahs Kinashim. That's when we say Stoma Evet Kenani, that's what we're talking about. That's the typical Evet Kenani. Now this Evet Kenani, you know, I should also mention, I'm not sure, people in America, everyone's against slavery. If there's such a thing that if you take a boat to Africa and you chop a guy, and you throw him on the boat and you bring him to America and you make him an Evet, Dachtuchmi, the Torah doesn't recognize such an Evet, that's not an Evet. An Evet is someone who sells himself, and you become an Evet with Kesef, Shtar, Chazakah. Certain kinyonim, kesef and shtar certainly have to be midaitai. Chazaka, we'll have to see. But whether there's such a thing as forcing someone to be an Evet against his will, I'm not aware of any sugi in the Gemara which talks about such a type of an Evet. Now, the din is that kol ma shekona Evet kona rabba. That whatever an Evet is kind of, his Aden is kind of Rashi brings that if he finds a Mitzia, it belongs to the Aden. If he kibble Matana, it goes to the Aden. Kol Ma Shekona Evet Kona Rabba, he applies to an Evet Kenani. and anything he gets, no matter any which way, he can come into money when he's an Evet Kenani, that goes to the Aden. The Ktsais in Simin Reish Mem Tes, Ice Bays, Cotton Bays, declares, what's the din of things that the guy owned before he became an Evet? Before he became an Evet, he was a guy, and he had property, or he had money, and then he sells himself, he's a Meicher Atzmei to be an Evet Kenani. Now, whatever he's going to earn from today and on, kol masha kona eved kona rabbi, that's pasha. What about things that he owned previously? Before he became an eved kanani, he owned things. Do those things go to the yadayim? Well, they don't. By an isha, we say kol masha kona isha kona baila. But it does not apply to things she owned beforehand. If a woman gets married and she has money, it doesn't belong to the husband afterwards. The same book. It still belongs to her. So the lashin kol masha kana isha kana baila doesn't include the previous things. So the Ktzais clears, what about things that an eved owned al tzgoi, he owned it beforehand. Do we say kol ma shakana eved kana baila even on things he owned beforehand? Again, I'm talking about a guy who's Malvitavo, yeah. Malvitavo, L'shem Eved Kanani. He doesn't become a ger. It's a semi-ger. He has a din of a yid, Keisha. He's Mechuyev and Mitzvahs to Keisha. That's the ger. So he brings, the Ketzais brings from the Sefer Maisei Rav, Alechem Rav, and the Ktzais names on that, that's the Emes, the Eker, that even things that were owned beforehand, is Kol Mashakana Eved, is Kona Baila, is even things he owned beforehand, and he brings a Raya, the Gemara Psachim, and the Gemara asks that if an Eved Kanani is Mechuyev in Karban Pesach, so how is it Shayach that he should be Kaina Minayin like Karban Pesach? The Gemara asks. How does an Eved Kanani have a carbon Pesach? The Gemara doesn't answer. It's Mishkachas law if he had money before him. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Elamai, Zoftik Tzais, that it must be that anything he owned beforehand goes to the Adayim. Then he brings a second Raya from a Yerushalmi. The Gemara asks, how could it be that an Eved Kanani owns a carbon Pesach? Ech mishkachas law that an Eved Kanani can own a carbon Pesach. So why doesn't the Gemara say it's mishkachas law if he had money beforehand? So the Gemara is naming on that he can't buy his own carbon Pesach. Why can't he if he had money beforehand? So he still has the money; he should be able to buy. That's his first raya. Second raya, which we'll discuss at greater length, is from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if you have a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. Whenever you see chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, it always means eved kanani. You have a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. So the din is oived l'rabba yom echad, oived l'atzma yom echad. Somebody's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. How does he split his time? He works one day for himself, next day for his zaden. One day for himself, one day for his zaden. He divides his time. So Yerushalmi says, what happens if on the Yom Shal Atzmai, on his day, he finds a Metziah? So if he finds a Metziah on his day, let's say he works for himself on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So on Sunday, he finds a Metziah. So Yerushalmi says, it's his day. If he finds something, as soon as Monday comes, it becomes the Adayim. So if he's smart, you know, go and quickly buy himself an ice cream or something. You know, he'll have enough from the money. Because if he waits till tomorrow, so it goes to the Adayim. So whatever he gets on his day is his. But the next day, what he got on his day goes to the Adayim. So, what? Day afterwards, it's not his. Because he has no way to get things that are the Adayim. On Sunday it's his. On Monday it becomes the Adayim. Now on Tuesday, the thing he had on Sunday will still belong to the other. Because once the other is kainit, there's no reason the other should give it to him. On Tuesday, he'll have to go to work again. So the Ktzais brings this as a raya that kol mashakana ever kana rabbi is even what you owned beforehand. Why? Because here he owned it, so to speak, beforehand. He owned it on the day that was Shalatzmai. And then on the day that was La'adayin, it's nikta to the Adayin. So this is the Ketzais' second raya.
first Maya is not going to be a Maya that includes the other, it's just a Maya that ever moves and that could become happier.
Why should it become? What's the Svarah check of that?
What can you do the other make on it?
What kenya does he make on it?
Yeah.
I don't think he needs. I don't know that he needs a kenya.
You know,
the other kenya. I got the evet.
Right,
you could clear what kenya he has. You could clear what kenya he has, but Lamaisa, he assume he has a right to it. So that's right. Well, now what bothered me. Well, why does the Tzais go running to Yerushalmi's Farayis and the Psachim? Like the next line in the Mishnah. The Kainas Atzmai Bekesef Ayidei Acherim. The Kainas Atzmai Bekesef Ayidei Acherim. How does an Eved Kanani buy himself free? He gets other people's money to buy himself free. Zot Rashi. Why other people's money? It's really Gemara later. It says, the Eved Ein Leklum. Zot Rashi. The Matzah Metziah, Kibbul Matanah, Kol HaRabah. So what's Rashi saying and the Mishnah saying? You could only, an Eved could only buy himself out b'kesef ayyadei acherim, because he doesn't own anything. So how does he go out with kesef only ayyadei acherim? Isn't that a why didn't the Ketzais bring that as a raya? If you're going to say that whatever he owned beforehand he still owns, so then you could go out b'kesef ayyadei atzmai. God because of Ayyadei Atzmai and Well, it's going to me a machlokes tanoim if you can give something with it tonight. So you're asking that maybe if he wants you should be able to make it, if you hold it tonight helps, and achinami, you're right, because then yesh yad. But the point is that if you hold that Einyad La'evet, so it's only Ayidei Acherim, and the Gemara really says, it's not Rashi, the Gemara Chav Gimel HaMeveiz is going to say that the reason is because he has no Yad to make Kinyanim. So if you hold Eved has no Yad to make Kinyanim, so he can't buy himself out with Kesef Ayidei Atzmai. So isn't that a Raya? There must be some kind of mistake. So the Ketzais is going to Psochim Da Peches to Yerushalmi. L'chorah, the Mishnah, the Eved Kanani, is Mochach, Kesev Ayidei Acherim, Fad Sheh Kesev Rishal Acherim. As Eved Ein Leklum. L'chorah, it's a raya that the Eved, whatever he owned beforehand, he doesn't own, because if he still owns whatever he had beforehand, so then you have Ayidei Atzmai. I want you to agree with me. I want you to... I don't know. Something missing, huh? What? He's an Eved. He wants to go free. So he was saying to be kind himself, he has to use someone else's money. Why can't he use his own money? Why can't he use his own money? But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says because he doesn't have money. The Eved ain't like look. He doesn't have anything. What? It must be he had nothing when he sold himself.
That's why he sold himself.
Is that the only? Because he has zero. He has nothing. That's true. He never had a Kanani. It's a given that he had nothing when he became an Eved.
Why would he
never
say?
It's me. I don't know. If that's the case, he's saying then there's no right from Karban Pesach either. Because maybe Karban Pesach, the Gemara has, how does he have it? Because if he sold himself, he has nothing. You're right. There's no right from Karban Pesach. I don't know, maybe when we get to Pav Gimel Amid Beis, when it's discussed in the Gemara, maybe we'll have a Hesber. But L'chayr, the Ketzais should have brought the Raya for me. Okay, but L'maisa, it's not a steward to the Ketzais. I'm just bringing another Raya. We'll have to talk about that. I hope to get to that shortly. The Alright, so this is the Ktsois Lamaisa, there's no Tzutzdadim. I mean, the Ktsois passes the slave, brings a Makar. We have another Makar. It seems clear, I don't know any Chalkim, it seems clear that Kol Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi is even things that were owned beforehand. Kol Masha Kona Eved is Kona Rabbi. The Ktsois then asks Akasha from Gemara Gittin Daf Mem Beis. Gemara says that if you have an Eved Kanani, Nog Chai Shar, and an ox gored the, was mazik the Eved. So now the Eved is entitled to payment. He's entitled to payment to damages. So Nog Chai Shar B'yayim Rabbi Shal Rabbi. If a Shar injured him B'yayim Rabbi, so then the money that he gets paid for from the Baal HaBehema goes to the Adai. Not Chai B'yayim Atzmai. Oh, I'm talking by Chatz Yeveh, Chatz Yeveh, Chayrin. Okay. By Chatz Yeveh, Chatz Yeveh, Chayrin, if it's not Chai B'yayim Rabbi, it's Shal Rabbi. If it's not Chai B'yayim Atzmai, it's Shal Atzmai. As I state in Gemara. If you have a Chatz Yeveh, Chatz Yeveh, Chayrin, if Chatz Yeveh, Chatz Yeveh, Chayrin, that the Shar was Negeach, it was Negeach him on the day of his Adin, it goes to the Adin. It's Negeach him on his day, it goes to him. Now the Ktsais understands the Gemara Pashtus, that it means it's him for it's his for keeps. It doesn't mean it's his till the end of the day. You have to understand that usually after the Shar is Negeach him, the owner doesn't come with a check right away. You know, first he goes to the hospital, then he goes to the entire, and he goes to bed, you know, until he gets paid. The Pashtus HaGemara is that if he's injured on his day, it's his money and it's his money for keeps.
One day.
So what?
For one day.
The Pashtus HaGemara is not mashed, but it's his for one day. It's mashed, but it's his for keeps. It's his for real. The, probably the Ktsais is saying it because it's really like Mishkachas law that he'll be negeach you that day and he'll pay you that day. The whole chetimtza is rough of the nemetzis. Pashtus HaGemara is that b'yom atzmai shal atzmai l'gamri. So frektik tzais, it seems the Bavli's arguing with Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said if he finds a mitzia on the yom shal atzmai, it's only his that day. The next day it goes to the other. So that Yerushalmi's taka mashma that kol mashe koneva kone rabba is even what he had before him. But the Bavli, okay, the Bavli is not talking about Mitzia, it's talking about Negicha. But L'chayr, it's the same thing. If Kol Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi, it should apply to the money of Negicha as well. It should be the same thing.
One is driven by Negicha. It's a personal injury to the worker. By Mitzia, he's finding something. It's an extra added bonus. So maybe it's a difference between Mitzia and
maybe Negicha should be different because it hurt him. It hurt him, he deserves the money more. It's takasvara that way, but the Gemara is coming lafuke that when it says, Nokhai b'yom shal rabbi, it goes to rabbi. So you see that it does go to rabbi.
The whole thing goes to the Eved, or just part of it? Let's say he gets the tsar, it goes to the
one going to the Nez goes to the tsar, we appreciate the simpatious by it. It's only by Adam, not by Shar. By Shar, there's only Nez. By Shar is Negeach, you don't have the five tishlum. It's only Adam.
Isn't
he maybe Ketesh Gavar differently. Maybe Shalatz, but it's not. The pile won't be Shalatz. In theory, it's Shalatz. Right, the Ketesh seems to understand differently. Yes, it is a Kasha. And to answer. He was in Eved before, but he's switching off days. Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Bechayim. This money. It's not as if he had it before, but if he had it on a day that he's a Bechayim, and the next day he reversed to being an Eved, so he had it before that next day. So if anything, it should be even more Shaladin. Okay, but that's more reason it should be Shaladin, not less reason. Not a raya that the money before. It's a raya against it's obvious that Yerushalmi. It's not necessarily a steward to the fact that money he owned originally, because he could be mechal. The Ketzai says an interesting clear. He clears by every chatzi ever chatzi ben chayrin, where you make up with the adain that you work one day for yourself, one day for the other. What's the lumdis of this arrangement? What does it mean? He says, Sunday I work for myself, Monday I work for the other. Tuesday I work for myself, Wednesday I work for the other. Is pshat that on Sunday he's a ben chayrin, and on Monday he's an eved, on Tuesday he's a ben chayrin, on Wednesday he's an eved? That's the way you would understand. Or is the pshat, no, he's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin all the time. He's always a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. Just, how's he going to split up the work? There's no practical way of splitting up the work with the yadai. So for practical reasons, they make an arrangement. I'll work Sunday, you work Monday. But in the gufle shel eved, the eved is always a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin. How would you understand? What's the word nafkamina? Why be a nafkamina? Well, you hear the two. Just you hear the two stadim first. Is he on the day that he's a ben chayv? How do you have a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayv? He's an eved kanani. He's owned by two yid. One yid freed him, and one yid didn't. So the yid who freed him, on that half, he's kind himself. He's a chatzi eved. He's a chatzi ben chayrin. Ben chayrin means a yid. Because he goes free, he becomes a yid. So the chatzi ben chayrin sad is mechuyev mitzvah kiish. The chatzi eved is mechuyev mitzvah kiish. When he splits the days, what is he on that day? On that day that he's a ben chayrin, is the vart that he's be'etzem a ben chayrin? Is legamri a ben chayrin that day? So on that day, he can count the familion. On that day, he's a regular Yisrael. The next day he goes back to being an Eved. So it depends. On this day he's this way, and this day he's that way. Or would you understand that he's constantly a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin? Just for momentistic purposes, you have to make a division, you have to make a split. Which way is more mistaver?
One day he's one day Eved, because otherwise he can't get married. Otherwise he'll have to get married.
Maybe he can't get married. The question is, what's it in? You can't start with the answer and then apply it.
Even the one day is just arbitrary.
What?
One day this, one day that, those are arbitrary. I mean, 1 month, I mean, 1 year, and why was that every one day?
The
answer
shouldn't be what? Pashtus is, I would think, what?
How can you be both at the same time?
How can you be both?
Work for this guy. For this guy,
he was in Eved halfway. You're right. I could really clear when an Eved and Eved Knani is owned half by one, half by the other. He clear the same thing. Is he every minute owned by both? Just to make arrangements that he works for him today and him tomorrow, or is he one day for him or one day for him? Just there, there's no nafkamina. How's he kind of himself to become Chatzi Eved?
No, how's he kind of keep on the way to go on the right way? Just because he's not working that way,
it's
because of the
rain. Oh, so I'll be mad. This clair, that the Ketzai's clairs, to me, it's just the Bashkafa Rishayna sounds a little funny, sounds strange. Because if you say every minute he's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, they just have to make arrangements so he works himself one day, the other one day. I understand it, I have no problem. But to say that on this day he's a Ben Chayrin, he's a Gamri Yayit, Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, he goes to Minyan. The next day he reverts back to not being Mechuyev. You know, Monday and Thursday when they say Tachlin, they'll be in Eved, and the days. And this day is chayiv, and this patim is. The whole thing sounds strange. I'll show you his name. I'll tell you why. The Ketzais goes as Oivait. He says a nafkamina between the two would be if on the day he's a Ben Chayrin, he could marry a Bas Yisrael. On the day he's a Ben Chayrin, he wants to marry a Bas Yisrael. Now an Eved, a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, or an Eved cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. You have to be a Legamri Yisrael to marry Yisrael. Zot Ketzais, a nafkamina between these two Mahalfim, is if on the day he's a Ben Chayrin, he wants to marry a Bas Yisrael, could he marry her? Now it'll be a very short marriage, you understand, because the chasna, as soon as tomorrow comes, he reverts back to being an Eved, and they're always married. So she get a get. I mean, one day him, one day him. What? I'll get to the Gemara. You're right. One sec. The Ketzai says that nafkamina in this clair would be whether you can marry a Bas Yisrael on that day. And it'll be mechayev to do mitzvahs that day. I'm not taking it away. He only got it in the first place. He only got it in the first place for Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Not for Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Strange it is, but the Ketzais it is anyway.
If I have a wife, he comes back there to marry. Why should marriage end?
I'll tell you, the Ketzais says that this is a machlokes Yerushalmi and the Bavli. It brings a Yerushalmi that says that if on the day he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, he gets married, Chayshish in the Kedushin. That if on the day he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, he gets married, he's Mekudeshes. And the Bavli, in the same sugi in Gittin Mem Beis, says Ein Chayshish in the Kedushin. So, no, the Bavli is fakert. The Bavli says, Eichai Shele Kedushin. I mean, like Yerushalmi. Well, I'll explain. That's fine. What the Ketzai says is the following. He says, like the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi learned the Mechudishtik away. That on Sunday is Lagamri Ben Chayrin, and Monday is Lagamri and Evet. On Tuesday is Lagamri Ben Chayrin, and Wednesday is Lagamri and Evet. Memeilev is Mekadish of Bas Yisrael on Sunday, it's a Kedushin. The Bavli learns? No. The Bavli learns that every minute he's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Since every minute he's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, so he can't be Mekadosh in Isha, because every minute he's a Chatzi Eved. So the Bavli learns a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is every minute a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin in Chayshin LeKiddush, the way that, at least to me, sounds like a more Mestavidik Mahala. He's not Mizmah Chayyav Keisha all the time. Like the Bavli, it's easy. Why should I be Machmer? He's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Oh, I understand. You mean on the Tzav Ben Chayrin, he's Mechayyav. I'll explain it. Nachinami. The Gemara talks about it. One second. But, again, the Bavli Shita is that he's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He's Legamri every minute of every day the same. And since every minute of every day is the same, so he can't be Mekadosh and Isha. Nothing changes. Yerushalmi holds, no. On the day he's a Ben Chayrin, he's a Yid. On the day he's an Eved, he's an Eved. So he'll be married. If he can't get Mekadosh and Isha on Sunday, he'll be married to her on Sunday. Comes Monday, he's always married. He's a Psal Yuchsin, Eved the Kanani. On Monday he's an Eved Kanani, he's not married to her. So that'll change. What happened Tuesday? The new Kedushin? It's totally something we learned in the beginning, but it's just a Leol Claire, remember? But this is the Lamaisa, this is Zaptik Tzais, this is a Machlaikis, Bavli, Yerushalmi, the status of a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayr.
Either way, it's not going to work out on the Bavli.
Why?
If you learn this way, that it's called the whole time it's Chatzi.
Right.
And Gemara and Gittin isn't answered.
Why?
Why is it the maximum?
So I'll explain. So Memela, I have to get to that. So now it's up to Ketzais.
Even if you're going to Yerushalmi's way, then you're going to have
Yerushalmi's way, you're right. If Bavli's right, you're wrong.
They'll take one of your sons, they're going to become Beis Lech.
It will depend which day it is.
Because if you're really in the Bavli, it's not as much to pass on your son.
Let's take one thing at a time. That's your first question.
The
first Geshur made half of him be a Bet Chayrin. He owned half, and that half he's a Bet Chayrin, and the other half he's still an Eved. Let's say you and I own Bishutvis. Let's say you and I own a building Bishutvis. And you're Mafgir, you're Chaylik. So your half becomes Hefgir. My half doesn't become Hefgir. Right? So if you and I own an Eved Bishutvis, if you're Mishachar, your half becomes a Bet Chayrin. My half. Then it'll be different.
So this is what this guy did. They had Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday.
But that's not half of the person. See, is that half of the person Sunday, Tuesday, and Friday? Is that half of the
person? That's all this is work.
That's apparently what the Yerushalmi holds. I don't understand. I understand the Bavli much better. If you tell an Eved you don't have to work, he's still an Eved to you, and you can change your mind tomorrow. If you do a Kenyan, it's final. If you don't do a Kenyan, so you can change your mind. So Zakta Ketzais, it's a Machlaikis, Bavli Yerushalmi, how it works, it's Negeya to marriage. Memela Zakta Ketzais, getting back to Kol Masha Kon Eved Kon Rabbi, he says like this. Everyone agrees with Ayusayid that whatever he owned beforehand, when you become an Eved, goes to the Rav. Everyone agrees with that. What is the Shaila? If he makes money, let's say through finding a Messiah or a Sharaz Nageyachim on his day, does it go to the Adon or not? Says, it's totally in this machlokes. The Yerushalmi holds, on his day he's a Ben Chayrin Lagamri, the next day he's an Eved Lagamri. So Memela, the Yusisti Yerushalmi holds it works that way. Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin works, that on his day he's a Ben Chayrin Lagamri. Tomorrow he's an Eved Lagamri. So Memela, the Yerushalmi is good. If he makes money on his day, it's his for today. Tomorrow he becomes an Adayin, so tomorrow it goes to the Adayin. Yerushalmi is very smooth. Why does the Bavli disagree? The Bavli holds that every minute he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. His status doesn't change. Every minute he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Just, he has an agreement with his Adayin, with his half Adayin, that I'll trade. Whatever prutis I get today are mine. Whatever prutis I get tomorrow are yours. Really, whatever I get tomorrow should be half mine also. Every day I could have a yad to have some money. Every day I could really keep half my money. So I have an agreement with you, for practical reasons, that I'm trading. Whatever is mine for today, I'm giving to you. And whatever is yours for tomorrow, you're giving to me. The status of the person never changed. He is b'mitzias achatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin every minute. So achatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin any minute could acquire money if they would make no arrangement. So if he earned $100, or if he found $100, he'd keep 50, he'd give his other 50. His 50 would never go to his other. Because really every minute is a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin. So if he finds $100, 50 goes to the other, 50 is his for today and tomorrow and the next day forever and ever. Because the status never, Be'etzem, his status never changed. He just did a din mamin with the Adayin. He told Adayin, I'll work for you today, fully for you, and tomorrow it's fully for me. But whatever money he makes on his day, it's his money, Laylam Vayet. Because that part of him that earned the money today never changes to become a full Eved. So Memela, if you learn like the Bavli, that a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is as a constant. He's always a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, every minute of the day. He's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin without hefsek. If you learn like that, so then the Bavli makes sense. Whatever he earns as Chatzi Eved, he keeps forever as Chatzi Ben Chayrin, he keeps forever. It's not a stira to the Lechem Rav, to the estate we started with, that whatever he owns beforehand goes to the other. Because whatever he owns before him does go to the yard if he becomes a full Eved. If he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, he can keep whatever he wants. That he should. So theoretically, by the Gicha, if he'd be a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, Stama, he would get half. And his Adon would get half. But once he made this arrangement with the Yazayin, that I work for myself one day for you one day, so whatever he earns that day is his. The Chiddush is Nekicha is also called earning. So he gets it's his.
So you see, they really all lose all the money. Because the first day, that's just $100.
Yeah.
So it's $50 down and $50 for him. Then the next day, he has the $50, but he's still outside the other contract in the current. So that should be split again.
No, it shouldn't be split. He didn't change. Just think he doesn't change from 1 minute to the next. He doesn't change from one day to the next.
Yeah, but that's originally had $100, but that's all it's split. The next day, it's like it's $50.
But he didn't get 50 the next day. He still has it. He still has it. Remember, he gets whatever his Adin that freedom would have gotten. The Adin that freedom would have gotten the $50. Now he gets the $50. Well, why should it change? It only makes sense to change if his status changes. If his status doesn't change, then there's no reason to change. So, Marvach no bezeh. What do we get from the Ksais? We get really... The Ktzais came originally to tell us something in Dinei Mamonos. The Iker of the Ktzais is coming to tell us this din, that Koma Shekana Evet, Kana Rabbi, is a din even on things you own beforehand. That's the Iker Kavanas HaKtzais. Derech Agav, we learn from the Ktzais, two ways to learn the status of a Chatzi Evet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. How Chatzi Evet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin works. We have two Mahalchim, and he's Toilet, and the Machlek is Babli Yerushalmi. And Kishani La'atzmi, when we think about it, the Babli Shita, to me, I understand very easy. He's always a Chatzi Evet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, I find no problem. Yerushalmi, what's Yerushalmi saying? That the arrangement they make between the Adin and the Evet affects Dinei Isser, affects Dinei Eishes Ish, affects Dinei Chiyav B'mitzvahs. Yerushalmi is the very Mechudishtik Ashitha, very Mechudishtik Mahala. Now the Gemara says that if you have a Chatzi Evet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, you're supposed to be Meshacher him. Why? If somebody owns a chati achas chayis, plus him shachar him, because he can't get married. Lisa shifchein a yachol, because he's a chati ben chayrin. Lisa bais yisrael ain a yachol, he's a chati evet. Where it says you have to free him. According to the Bavli, it's easy. This is every minute a chati evet, a chati ben chayrin. According to the Rishalmi, why do you have to free him? What? So maybe the Yerushalmi disagrees. I don't know, unless it means, and maybe the Yerushalmi's might, that's who's he going to find to marry him for a day? If it's a practical matter, he can't get married. Okay. Yeah. You see, a shifcha is not a problem. So you don't have a chasna. When you marry a shifcha, you know, there's no chasna. You just he puts them together in the same bedroom. That's it.
Says that you can never get married.
Marry the shifcha. It'll be mekayim.
Yeah,
you're right. From the fact that Rishak and Mashiach can't marry anybody.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So Kia what?
No, it's not Monday, but
you don't have to marry a Shifcha. Shifcha is just a Maxi Behema. It's just they do a Maxi Behema. It's not a really. No Kinyonim. It's a Maxi Abdus. It's just a Maxi Abdus. What do you think? What will happen to this Jewish wife, the Bas Chayrin? Quit Yerushalmi. On his day, he marries a Bas Chayrin. So this woman is married, now but for one day. The next day, he becomes an Evet again. What happens to her? Is she an Eishes Ish? She's not Typhus in an Evet. Last month, we spoke about Misa Sa'adim being Matir. We had the Mishnah Melech Claire. Right? If it's Misa Sa'adin, that's Matir, or because Sa'adin doesn't exist. Chayrut should be telling you that. The husband kaif doesn't exist. Well, then he'll come back and will re-exist. It's like Chias Amesim. Chias Amesim, like Elio. Chias Amesim, the cleric. There'll be a case of the Gala Halacha from that whole cleric. Alright, anyway, this is the Ketzais you say. Now, having learned the Ketzais and the site of the Ketzais, which as I said, I don't know Chelkim with, at least with the original site, that Chomashikonev Rabbi is even what he owned before him. So now we go on to the next two words in the Mishnah, and we have a bit of a problem. Eved Knani Nikna Bekesef means what? You have now a guy, he wants to sell himself to be an Eved. So, you go over to the guy in the street, and you tell him that you're interested in buying an Eved, and he says he's interested in selling himself for an Eved. So you do a Kinyan Kesef. What do you do? The Eved starts bargaining with you. He says, you give me $1,000, or you give me $5,000, I don't know what the price of Avodim are. So you settle on $5,000. So you give him the money, what happens? What happens to the money? You might as well give him a lot of money, though. No? What happens to the money? You buy an Eved Bekesef, it's more than a shayla of what happens to the money. How's a shaykh a Kenyan Kesef? If when you give money to your Eved, you're giving it to yourself. So what does it mean, Kenyan Kesef, by an Eved? Bishlam, if you hold an Eved Kenani, has a yad. So I understand, you can give him Kesef. But if you hold an Eved Kenani, has no yad. He can't own anything. So what? How's it going to be Bar Kachas? What's going
to
happen?
It's going to be hard to explain.
So you give it to him?
It goes back to you, okay.
What? Does he know this? Does he know this?
When you give them?
When I give it to him, when I give it to him, he's a guy. As soon as he's kind it, he's kainin, and the minute after, it happens the second after. Second after he's kainin. What? The money will go back to the other, and a second later. So this time you're fooling. If he'd be a lamdin, he wouldn't. Try how the king takes place. I don't know if he's a Mecher Atzma, you're right. A Mecher Atzma. Right, the Hamakna learns, the Hamakna's earlier, the Hamakna learns, like some of you are saying, that for the first second he has a yad to be kind of, and a second later, he becomes an Eved Kenani, and the money taka goes back to the other. But a Kenyan Kesef you can have. Obviously, this Eved is not going to get rich from this Kenyan Kesef, because as soon as it happens, it's not his money anymore. But a Kenyan Kesef it's shaykh to have. It's a Deichi Gadol. Why is it a Deichi Gadol? For a number of reasons. First of all, we learned last month that Kenyan Kesef, according at least to many Paiskim, is a Kenyan B'Shavius. Right? We had the Machlaikis. Is it with the Guf HaKesef or with the Shavius HaKesef? Is the Machlaikis the Sman, the Taz? How does Kenyan Kesef work? If you learn that Kenyan Kesef is the Shavius of the Kesef, the value, the Kenyan is not with the Guf HaKesef, it's not the piece of coin. It's the value that it represents that makes a Kenyan Kesef, right? We have enough Kamina. If it has to have a value, then you should be able to buy something with it. You can't buy anything with it, it's not Shabbos. Does Kenyan Kesef have to be Kesef Shabbos? Right? The idea that Kesef has to be Kesef Shabbos would make no sense in a case. You're going over to an Eved. Say, I want to do a Kenyan Kesef. I want to buy you. So I'm going to give you money. How much Shabbos does this have to this Eved? It's money, which by definition he's never going to own. For a split second he'll own it, and then it's ois his. How much would you pay to have $1 million that you could own for a split second? It's worth nothing. There's no shavis to that. You can't spend it. What? At the second it is, only if you don't know that a second later it's not yours. It has zero value just to take it in your hand, and a minute later it becomes the other. You're thinking about the thrill of having $1 million. It's not. It has no shavis. There's no financial shavis. What financial shavis is there to something that a second later is not yours?
What
is it? It has shavis. It has value. I'll tell you what. I'm willing to give you money for a second. You'll pay me for it. I'll be very happy. But a second later becomes mine. I'll do the deal with you all day. Unfortunately, I don't have $1 million to do it with. But you wouldn't pay me to give you money for a split second. No, but if the Kenyan needs to be with Kesef Shavius, what Shavius does it have? But the 800 is not his. The Kenyan doesn't happen until the last week, so he gives them the 800. The Kenyan happens by giving the full amount. But what shavis is there? You're saying if there's a Kenyan, there's a shavis. I'm saying there's no shavis, there's no Kenyan. I don't see the shavis. You understand? There's a shavis in getting money that by definition goes back to the other. What? You may be right. Maybe there'll be a nafkamina. What? Because the Ksai says that any money he has beforehand goes to the other. But which yad? There's no yad. The Eved has no yad. What yad doesn't Eved have? He has no yad. He has no kinyan. He doesn't own. But it's not shayach a chitzis of ownership on an Eved. There's no mitzias of ownership. By a woman, you certainly could give things on Menashe and the Baal's Mishuspa. And the Ragachava says the reason we use a ring is because Takshitim are not included in Kanabayla. It says it for this reason. They are two in there. It's not, you're not proving anything. So you're asking a different catch.
We said that anyway, that she has not known.
What?
She has not known.
She has not known. Wearing it. Right. Okay. If I give someone money and a minute later he loses it, that's his business. But when I gave it to him, I gave it to him, it has a value and he could go whatever if he's careful with it, he could have it. If I give him something that's going to self-destruct in a second, then it's worth nothing. What's it worth to give somebody something that's going to self-destruct? You know, there's the old joke about somebody owes somebody else money and they're walking in the street and a guy comes and he sticks him up. So he says, 1 minute. He says, you know the $100 I owe you? Here, I'll pay you back, right? So that's worth nothing. It's not worth anything. Anyway, the Makna says the terrorist. The Makna says that it works for a second. Maybe the Makna holds that Kesef is Kesef Kenyan. It's not Kesef Shavius. But Pashtus, it's a bit of a diving. Because Einish... If a Zainish offers four more terutzim to the original kasha, if a Zainish, again, the original kasha, how's it shayach kinyan kasef? If you call Masha Kana Eva Kana Rabbi, even what he owned beforehand, how's it shayach kinyan kasef? So the Chazainish says that you can explain the Mishnah four different ways. First, he says you could say that the Mishnah is talking by an Eved that you bought an Eved Kanani from a different Yid. A different Yid owned an Eved Kanani, and you're buying it from him. Nikna Bekasef. So if you're buying it from him, so then you could do a Kinyan Kasef. There's no problem. You're giving his Adin the money. It means according to the first teretz, the Chazanish is being maida that by Meicher Atzmon there's no Kinyan Kesef. He's saying, how can you have the Mishnah Eved Knani Nikta Bekesef if you're buying him from another Yid. What? Or from a guy if you hold Goyim Hefkei in Kesef. Yeah. According to this, because the Mishnah is talking dafka about such an Eved, no, so I could still have a Raya because he could have still had previous possessions before he was sold to that Yid. He's still Echetim, so he could have had money. Because he could still have a bank account from when he was in the Tavon. The second heresy says, Rambam says, that a guy is allowed to sell his children into Avdus. The Mishnah Tinach brings this, he says he doesn't know the Makar, there's no Makar in the Gemara for this. But Lamaisa, the Rambam had a Makar from somewhere, that a guy could sell his children into Avdus, say his son, say his daughters. How could one guy sell another guy into Avdus? He doesn't know them, yeah, just his child. So the Rambam says a guy could sell his child into Avdus, that's the second Hechetimtza. How can you do a Kinyan Kesef if a man is selling his child? So you're giving the money not to the child, you're giving the money to the father. So you give the money to the father. He's selling his son to be an Eved. So it's very good. The father's kind of the money and the son becomes an Eved. That's the second Teretz. The third Teretz, how could you have Kinyan Kesef by an Eved? He says you could have it in a case where you didn't give the Eved money. Let's say you give him something to eat, something to drink. Achila v'shtiyah. You tell Ahari HaMakadesh is with a pruta, right? Say, I'll be Makadesh you with this drink of soda. So the guy takes the drink into his mouth, sees Nehenda, he has the Hanah of a Shava pruta right away. Kama Shekona Evakana Rabbi is if you give him a dollar, so the minute after he gets a dollar, he has to give it back to the other. But if you put food, if he pulls it down his throat, if he sticks it in his mouth, so then he has the pruta. So you can have kinyan kesef with achila v'shtiyah. Now I don't know why the Chazon Ish had to say achila v'shtiyah. Achila v'shtiyah could argue that as soon as it goes into his mouth, the other can tell him to spit it out, right? But he could have said b'koyd l'fanai. We had a different types of hanah. We dance in front of him. We sing for him. So he means you do it with shava kesef, you do it with something that it's not shayach, it should go back to the other. That's the third teretz of the Chazon Ish. And the fourth teretz of the Chazon Ish is that you do it, you give the kesef with din arif. We had earlier on, was it Zayin Amin Aleph, a concept called din arif. What is din arif? Din arif is that a woman says, you want to marry me? Give someone else the pruta and I'll be married to you by giving it to someone else. Which din ariv is that even though the husband gives the ring to someone else, din ariv says that it's ki'ilu, she was mekabelit, and she's married. She's married. That's the concept of arvus. Arvus is someone else gets the money and I'm mechayim myself. Someone else gets the money, it's ki'ilu, I got the money. Memela. It's shayach by an eved kanani like this. The guy says, I'm willing to become your eved. They bargain down to a price, right? You give me $5,000. He says, no, don't give me the money. I know if you give me the money, you're going to get it back, right? If you give the money to my father, he says to the guy's father, the guy says, if you give the money to my father, then I'll be sold to you as an eved kanani. So the yid gives the money to the father of the eved. Well, not dafka father. He gives it to the friend of the Eved. And by giving it to the friend of Eved, Din Ariv says that it's a Kinyan Kesef Kilu, he was Mekabalit. So Memela, he sold to the Yid. So the Chazon Ish has four Terutzim, four Hechetimtzes, how it's Shayach, Shad in our Mishnah. Even though Kamash Kona Eved Kona Rabbi, he has these four Mahalchim. And I told you many times, that when someone gives four terutzim for something, if there's a good teretz, he doesn't have to give four terutzim, right? So he has four terutzim. If you see four terutzim, it means there are pikpukim on every one of the terutzim. And Rav Chaim Knievsky, I've given some of you a copy of his sefer of Sefer Avadim, he brings the Hamakni, he brings the Chazinish, and he taka has a kasha on every one of the four terutzim. So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll go through the kashas on the four terutzim. We have to end up with at least one when we finish this.